Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
It sounds like everybody had a great night, and you now find yourselves waking up. You find a note. Meet the group for breakfast at the Yawning Portal.
I brought you all here today. Wait, did I bring you all here today?
You brought us here?
I am breaking up the band.
What?
I have been recruited by the higher-ups in the airship squadrons to lead a group into battle.
Is this true, Flamykins?
That doesn't sound right.
We're breaking up the band. I've been asked to join the Arcane Brotherhood's front. When it comes to the final battle, we will be there providing support to you and to everybody else.
What about you and the airships, Flamykins? Are you guys going to be there too?
I'm pretty sure. There was some talk about, you know, arranging how we're going to do this final attack here. They seem to be waiting on something.
Thaddeus and Flamykins head out of the Yawning Portal in.
Oh, freeze frame, silhouetted against a bright day, a tall Thaddeus, a tiny Flamykins, leaving the Yawning Portal.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
Me again. I play the Amastasia.
Tom Laird!
I'm here, too. I play Flint Firebeard.
Carla Johnson.
I am also here, again. And I play Nulara Moonbrook.
Welcome to the game, everybody!
Thanks for trying that.
I just thought I'd give it a whirl.
Yeah. Want to play a little game?
Yeah, I did. It was a little... It was kind of creepy, so I guess well
wanna
done.
Play a game. Yeah, no.
Want to play a game, bitch?
It's not toilet paper, it's duct tape.
That's good. Yeah, don't worry, won't do that again. That's fine. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Tom's eating cookies.
Yeah. Tom baked these cookies. Oh my god, they're so good. This is mean. This is mean to everyone. No one's getting anything out of this except for Tom.
Oh, I'm getting so much out of this. Please, please continue.
I'm just going to pump him up a little bit. Because he made these cookies. They're oatmeal cookies. They're so chewy and delicious. And they must have, like, a little bit of sea salt or something in them. Because they, like, have that, like...
Can you Could you share the recipe, Tom?
No. You know what, Tom?
I certainly can.
I don't want to make them. January 18th to 21st, we're going to be in Seattle at PodCon 2.
You bring just make four fucking cookies.
Every recipe you make, you have to make another one to bring to that event.
If you think that I didn't Google, can I bring cookies on an airplane, then you are mistaken, because I 100% fucking Googled that, because I will totally bring cookies to Seattle.
Of course he will. He's very nice.
You can totally bring cookies on a plane.
You totally can.
You know how much food I bring to feed Addison when we fly?
Yeah, just not liquid food. Otherwise, bring as much as
apparently.
You want.
Like, I couldn't bring, you know, like, the fucking vanilla like, anything else that I need to bring, but, like, everything else seems fair game. So, no, I will bring those.
Once they're mixed in that cookie form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Well, I'm excited for bacon. Like, I mean, I was excited for PodCon before. But, okay, guys, listeners, you don't know how long it's been since I've had Tom's baking.
Over a year and a half.
Because didn't you bring stuff to the in gameplay that
I would have been.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, so it was like a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Like August, September of last year.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah,
it was a long time
considering how often he bakes and how much Carlos gets to enjoy
and how much he shows us his baking. Yeah.
But I'm not at all bitter. Or jealous.
Well, I think this is my favorite cookie recipe that I've ever baked. So I think it's like my go-to now. It's going to be my one that I always make.
They're very good. And you can pretend they're healthy because they're oatmeal cookies.
That's right, the fiber in those things.
Exactly. They're right? So good for you. There's not even like chocolate chips or anything, but they are baller.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's a plain oatmeal cookie, but like, it is the best goddamn cookie.
Yeah, they're so good.
Welcome to our podcast within a podcast.
This is our Tom Bakes podcast.
I would totally do a baking podcast. Are you kidding me? It would not be a good medium for it, but I would totally do it.
I mean, is it less of a good medium than a cooking show? Like, you still don't get to eat it. You get to look at it, I guess. But
yeah, you get to see it, though.
The visual
aspect.
But the thing about food is not the visual. Is it?
You got to describe it. You got to get those descriptor words out there.
I think they would. Okay, I think they would argue that food is like visual, smell, so olfactory, and then taste.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, can you come up with enough recipes to fuel a like weekly post or a fortnightly post on Patreon?
Yeah, I could.
I mean, I probably could. I've got a lot of like go-to fun things that I make every now and then. So
we'll call it.
Even
Tom's
if he just
baked.
Started doing like the things that we've talked about in the podcast, and
it's true
because like the cheesecakes
and the cookies,
with the little
scones,
Oreo at the
like there's been so many things that you've. I mean, we've talked about a lot of.
Okay, I'm unreasonably unhappy right now. We've talked about cookies for too long.
At the very least, on Patreon, we'll post one Tom recipe by the time this comes out, just to say, you know, just to fuel that, and then maybe. We'll post that regular. And you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, and you can get all of Tom's recipes, or at least that one.
Oh, maybe I'll do the gluten-free peanut butter cookies, just in case there's any gluten-sensitive people out there.
I like it.
Bet
I like
you
it. We're appealing to all audiences. But also, when you're a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, like our lucky episode dedication person patron today. Dedicatee. Nate Hacking.
Nate.
Hey,
Nate. Nate, you're awesome.
Thanks
Nate,
for being so awesome.
And you're very well dressed right now. Well done, Nate.
Extremely well dressed.
He's got it all
first
together.
Thing up in the morning, and just boom.
Right?
Hair's looking good. Beard or no beard is looking great.
That's what I was going to say. Right? Hair or no hair looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, looks great. Looks I mean, you so still good. Got hair. Maybe you got eyebrows that look super great.
I hear your eyebrows should be on fleek.
Mine are not.
I don't know if they
mine
do.
Are not on fleek.
I don't know.
Mine are very large.
The kids I was talking to this summer still said it.
Oh, okay. Well,
eyebrows
that's
are still right, a very big deal.
Oh, eyebrows are definitely still a big deal. I didn't know on fleek was still a thing people were saying or ever said. I feel like that was all just a giant trick to make old people
just
say it and sound
meme.
Dumb,
yeah.
to be honest.
Yeah.
A big Mandela
what are,
effect.
What are you saying?
Well,
what are you saying?
I mean, I said it too, and it... I didn't feel comfortable saying it.
It felt wrong every
time. It
did
feel wrong.
Saying on fleek feels wrong every time.
Damn you young people.
Exactly.
Making up words.
Get off my lawn with your words.
Just imagine a kid running down the street with a sign and a stake and just like staking fleek onto someone's lawn.
Your words and your Fortnite dances. How dare you?
Oh my God. Addie, we're walking down the street. She goes, Mom. What? She's like, I have to teach you how to floss.
No.
I'm like, right now? She's like, yeah, right now. And she like totally breaks down. She's like this. And she swings her arms to one side. And then she's like, and then like this. And one side's behind her. And then she's like, and then like this. And then like this. And she's like, do you got it? I was like, yeah. And then she's like, now like this. And she does it like really
so
fast.
Super
like,
speed.
My best friend's
so
kids
awkward.
Are 8 and 6. And I swear they just are doing it constantly. Like all the time, and it is great. They're adorable. They look so great. But I see her doing it sometimes too. Like, oh, I guess if I had kids, I'd be more hip. I'd like
no,
because it's the only way I know about those things.
I don't have the coordination.
That kick thing, like she, like where you jump up on one leg and you kick the other leg out and you kick pump your arm at the same time.
I don't know that one, but. Yeah.
No, you failed at that one. We were looking at a house and we were walking to it. And she goes, Mom, can you do this? And then I did it perfectly. And she was like, well, good job. It's like, thanks.
Dad, can you do it? No.
Yeah. But she tried to do it too fast and literally like fell on her ass. She got up looking pretty embarrassed. I was like, what just happened? Did the ground just drop from out from under you?
Totally.
Hey, wait a minute. Right. Do we play D&D on this podcast?
I don't even know. I think we talked about
Cookies and
Dance
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons.
Moves.
Wait, we've already said that.
We're a D&D 5th edition no, actual play that. Podcast.
A complete reset.
Fuck it, let's play D&D.
There we go. Starting over.
Yay!
All right, so all your friends left you last episode.
I mean, that's okay, a well, way to phrase it. Like it's that. A bit harsh, but okay. Yeah, I mean,
that's harsh. Our friends got great opportunities exactly. to go and fight the battle in a different way. And we totally supported them.
We are happy really and supportive like of their career advancement.
Absolutely. So where do we find Flint, Thea, Nulara, and Donnie at this current moment?
Should we go and check in? I'm thinking we should maybe go check in.
Like back to the inn?
Yeah, like to the hotel.
Perfect. Or the motel.
No, like... Maybe we should check in with Leosin?
Yeah, because Protanther, like, dropped us off, right? And then we just, like, went to the hotel, went to a party.
You went and checked in with Leosin and then partied.
Yeah, Leosin didn't want to party, and we said we'd right. be back because there's a lot going on. Yeah. Maybe we should go back?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, honestly, we're gonna have to go we need to some direction Fae. About what we need to do because we're...
Well,
we're...
we need to go to the Wizards of the Fae.
Yeah, and we need to figure out how we're going to do that.
Yeah, they need to, like...
They need to get us there somehow, right? Because it's very far.
I dream of genius there.
Exactly.
Like. Are there trains in this world?
If only there was a train we could just catch. That'd be
like,
so
like
great.
Like some sort but... of murder hobos. I thought it was a typo. I was like, that can't be what he means.
Exactly what I meant.
I get my little red and white polka dot...
Bindle?
Chief.
Your bindle?
That's yep. What mm-hmm. And I'm going to wrap it around my stick.
Yeah, and carry your little...
Mm-hmm. Find a train to take me to the Fae, the Wizards of the Fae, and I'll see you guys, because you guys are going to transport there in like a blink of an eye. I'll see you in like 6 months. Real long time.
Overland travel, it's a bitch.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, who does it anymore anyway?
Well, not us. We're the decimators of dragons.
Right? I don't walk with my own feet. We go see Leosin.
You make your way back up and into Leosin's chambers, and he's writing notes currently as you enter the room.
One day I expect we're going to walk in and he's going to be, like, sleeping on his desk.
Yeah, it seems...
Like, wake up with, like ink and, dried on his face.
And only because he's been working so hard, not because he's lazy,
so hard.
But just he just exactly. fell asleep at his desk. Seems reasonable. Like,
fountain pen still in hand.
Mm-hmm.
When the door bangs open, he'll be like, I don't, just keeps writing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hi, Leosin.
Oh, hello. Hello. He finishes writing something. Yeah. How was your harvest festival?
We ended up naked.
So good?
I mean, I didn't end up naked, but I guess everyone
yes, you
else
did. Let's not say you didn't. We did not do well in that haunted house.
Oh right. Right.
Yeah.
I thought I was thinking yeah. after the haunted house. Oh,
oh
yes, we
no.
did all end up yep.
You
I stand corrected.
I would never.
We did all end up naked. How about you? Did you end up naked? You didn't go to the party, but I don't know your life, Leosin.
Just a dumbfounded look on Leosin's face right now.
Fair.
It's like, no. I mean, aside from removing my clothes to put more clothes on, I was not naked for any mentionable period.
All right, so we were all naked. Okay. I mean, happens to most of us most days.
Long story short, I guess, yep.
So, we were thinking we mm-hmm. should go to the Wizards of Fae.
Right. Yes, that is something that needs to happen. Okay, are you ready for that?
Well,
what do you think we need to be ready for that?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Yep. To keep your clothes on is probably a good idea.
We all look at Flint.
Why you guys looking at me?
Oh, you know.
You know.
It's fair.
Okay. Well, what do you know about Thay and the Red Wizards?
Oh, nothing.
They're not good guys. From what I heard.
Yeah, I can't say anything really rings a bell.
They took the frog land. The giant frog people.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know. What do you know about the Wizards of Thay?
Maybe you should fill us in on the Wizards of Thay, I guess is what we're saying.
We'll circle back to the Frogland, because I don't have that anywhere in my notes. So Thay, why I ask is it's very isolated. In that it is, 2,500 miles to the east of Waterdeep. Have any of you traveled beyond Faerun's borders?
Yep.
No.
Okay. Flint, when did you travel?
I'll tell you guys about it later.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Does traveling in different dimensions count?
Sure.
Oh, then yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, then yes.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
But on this totally plane of counts. Reality.
No.
No.
No, yeah. You like to stick to home base. I get it. So it's a little unsettling when you go there. It's dark constantly because the whole region is just shrouded in volcanic ash.
Oh, so it's not like a Mr. Burns blocking out the sun situation?
Like a giant plate in the sky?
No.
I'm asking you that, Russ.
No, it's not. No, it's not like that.
So it's not like that episode in The Simpsons. Leosin is like, what?
and then Mr. Burns gets shot by a baby?
Exactly.
As improbable as that sounds.
It's improbable. So this land...
Is your land. This land is my land.
From Buena Vista to Vancouver Island. I wanted the American listeners to know that we have a different version in Canada.
That's true, we do.
We have our own version.
Yeah. Added to Spotify. Yeah, sorry, Russ.
We're doing good with that Spotify list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. I couldn't help it. You paused too long between this land.
He's working on how to describe things to people who just keep interrupting
him. Hard.
It's hard to relate to that. Hey, I can't imagine.
It's really hard. What's that like?
Super frustrating. Yeah, probably.
I would imagine so, yeah.
I don't think Russ has been able to say one complete sentence since he said...
Do you think this is Russ's personal hell, where we're like constantly interrupting him, and he's like, "This is great, guys."
This is what happens when I don't plan a whole hell of a lot, and I just let you guys kind of do something.
Oh, you're just letting us do this. Yeah, but that's normal for me.
Well, and I'm all sugar.
You're rosy cheeks.
Okay, let's not get back to cookies. Okay. It's dark. It's always an ash.
You guys. Russ has his hands folded in his lap.
That's universal. I'm a bad guy.
I'm just going to wait till everyone's quiet.
That's Russ actually, like, expressing emotions the only way he knows how. By not doing anything, but just not reacting.
A series of hand gestures, okay. Very subtle hand gestures.
It's shrouded in ash from volcanoes.
Who here likes undead?
Not me.
I'm all right with it. They'll still fall under my axe.
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, well, prepare yourselves. There's a lot of undead. They
are the wizards of Thay undead themselves, or are they necromancers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All
okay.
Right.
So, there's a large prevalence of undead within the borders, and the wizards of Thay, generally speaking. Anyone and everyone of consequence is a spellcasting necromancer.
Okay.
All right.
And how open are they to the non-undead?
Oh, they're fine.
Okay.
I mean, you are being brought there under negotiation circumstances.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we excel at negotiating with people.
We are very good diplomats.
This, This is why we keep putting you our best foot forward towards these types of negotiations.
You can't see it.
A lot of questions.
Imagine a world where we are the best like diplomatic option.
Oh boy, what a this world is. Might as well fire it into the
Holy shit. No wonder the cult has amassed so much power. Wowzers.
I'm really worried about their decision making skills and why we're following them. Like I have
got
questions.
Very bad.
The council is actually in favor of you and your decisions at this point. Quite heavily.
So really, we're the last fucking option. They have no other option.
Yeah, I'm sort of feeling that, like, what's the Marx Brothers? Like, a no club that I don't want to be a member of any club that would have me. I don't want to make decisions for any organization that would let me make decisions.
That's a bad idea.
Right? I get it.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
That said, you will be given, and he pulls some papers out of his desk, I have managed to get these sealed warrants indicating that you are acting on behalf of the Lords of Waterdeep and the Lords Alliance.
So is it like diplomatic immunity?
In a sense, yes. You have protection from both of their guilds, so if anything were to happen to you while you were there, and you did not make it back, they would act on your behalf and come to find out what happened justly.
What? I'm sorry. I thought you were about to say something like, and if anything goes down and you feel like you're in danger and can't handle the situation, all you have to do is, like, rip this piece of paper in half and boom, you're going to be back in Waterdeep. But no, it's in the event that you're murdered, we'll come and investigate thusly. What the shit is that?
I mean, you have the protection, is what I'm saying, and the Red Wizards do not want to start things just to start things. They want to exist within their realm, and they aren't going to do that. That said, don't leave where they tell you to stick to, because the amount of undead and the amount of wizards, necromantic variety, within the region is plentiful.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah?
Why are we going there again?
Seems like a great question.
The Wizards of Thay that we have found to be helping the Cult of the Dragon. We have been approached and told that they are exiles of the true Wizards of Thay. And the true Wizards of Thay are run by a lich, Zaztam. You may or may not have heard of him. You may roll a d20 if you so desire.
Zazzy beats herself.
Is there any bonus? What is it, history?
History or arcana?
Well, or... I'm going to go for either one because they're both plus 7. 25!
Damn.
Damn.
He's rolling scrolls. Hot tonight.
Those scrolls hot. In that...
Library.
Mm-hmm. Thea, you know that Zaztam was a very powerful lich and... was part of a big group. There's a whole bunch of history that you don't need to get into,
but I could
he
if I wanted.
Is in charge of, or it at this point is in charge of, the Red Wizards of Thay. Oh. Anyways, it's a lich. It's very bad.
Okay.
Or very good if they're on your side.
Fair enough. And so we're trying to get them. We're trying to get
on our side.
Zaztam to like. Hook up with the good guys.
But say that.
These guys aren't helping.
No.
So far, those guys are like the outcasts.
The ones that are helping the Cult of the Dragon, they are run by a gentleman named Rath Modar. You may have heard of him many moons ago. I won't. You have heard of it.
Right, the Wrath of Rath Modar. Right.
Yes,
it's in all the textbooks.
Yeah. You've come across him. Anyways, long story short, they are run by Rath Modar, who was exiled by the Red Wizards of Thay. If you can think of the Red Wizards to be super evil lawful in their own right, but evil. To know how bad they could turn it to be exiled by them is probably not a good thing. So they've gone off doing their own things, and Zaztam and the Red Wizards of Thay in Thay want them dead. And they see that we have like means and like goals and motivations in stopping the Cult of the Dragon. He feels that if these Red Wizards were to help bring Tiamat to the material plane, that they would gain more power than he is able to obtain. And he wants to stop that.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
So you will be brought to Thay by one of their wizards, Nai Ilmich, who we have interrogated thoroughly. She will bring you there, and you will be speaking with their head Tharchin, their leader of the region, Eseldra Yeth. One thing to note as I bring that up, anytime you address someone, it is best to address them with both their title and their name. Just a little common courtesy amongst...
This is going to go great, guys.
It is, because I remember names really well,
yep.
And I pronounce them... Impeccably.
Mm-hmm. And she is the Tharchin of the Lapindrar region within Thay. You don't need to necessarily mention the region, but Tharchin Eseldra Yeth is what you probably want to call her. Yes.
All right. Well, when do we leave?
We were hoping that the council will be back from the Nether Mountains before you left for Thay, but they are not. So... Lady Laryl Silverhand is here. Nobody else is. But you can leave at any point.
Well, we were told that this was urgent. And then we fucked off and did something that was actually a trap.
I beg your pardon?
What?
Yeah, what?
Oh my god. Did we...
God, Leosin, did we not tell you?
No, yeah. You came back and said, hey, you want a party? And then you left.
Well, you know, priorities. But let's say we had a bad time, and it was for nothing.
Zonthal's Tower handed our asses to us.
So yeah. You got,
in return, Iskander I got a wooden mask.
And the mask was a fake. Okay. So there's a double whammy of bad news for you. Sorry.
A real shit sandwich.
Yeah, with... yeah.
Wow. Oh, and how do you know it's fake?
Protanther said that it was bogus.
Yeah, we tried to return it to Protanther as per our promises to the Dragon Council, and he gave us the bad news that...
He laughed at us.
Yeah.
He was pretty unkind, actually.
I mean, that seems consistent with his character. That is unfortunate. Any reason why they might have given you... Obviously not.
Oh, I assume just to fuck with us.
I was thinking murder was maybe on the agenda for them. Because that maze...
I mean, it was a pretty good trap.
But you made it through the maze.
Yeah. Well, eventually. Sure. But Iskander died, so I guess we don't know if Iskander knew it was fake. I assume he must have thought it was real, right? I mean, he died for it.
That's true. Hmm. All right, well, that's a real blow. I'm going to have to write some notes about that.
Is there anything we might need before we go to Thay that you can... Anything specific?
Healing potions!
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to pick up some of those. It's probably a really good idea. We don't have Thaddeus anymore, so we're going to stop by and pick up some things, but... Oh,
okay, yes,
anything Thay-specific?
I mean, your wits about you.
Debatable.
Touché.
We'll do our best.
Otherwise, I assume it will be a quick trip. Like, you are there to speak with Tharchan Aseldra Yeth and try to find a common ground between us. I don't think it should take 12 weeks of episodes.
So while this is happening, you know I have, like, my belt and the scabbard with the dagger? So I don't want to say anything, because if I say anything, then, like, Mr. Dagger Man, he's on to me. But I'm going to be standing, like, kind of awkwardly, like, really, like, hands on my hips with my, just, like, really, like, with a hip cock towards
Like, are you,
Leosin.
Like, saddling, like, sidling up to him, like?
Kind of, and just, like, really kind of standing in an awkward way with a hip kind of, just to see if,
You're
like.
You're going
to
do that thing where newly engaged women just, like, awkwardly have their hand out as, like, I don't want to, like, say you need to look at this.
A similar thing to that.
You need to look at this.
Yes, right. So something like that to see if he, like, might ask, and then I probably still don't really want to say anything, but, like, maybe my friends will, but, like, I can't do anything.
How fucking, like, awkward Nulara is being.
Like, let me do some kind of roll.
Yeah,
like,
let's do a roll here.
Like, looking over, like,
do a pose roll for me.
Maybe you do what you want.
Oh, just
a
straight roll.
No, well, hold on. Let's see if there's
Because I was trying to see if there was, like, a thing.
Here.
I mean, like, performance? Persuasion, I mean, I don't have a good
performance.
I mean, I have no good pluses with either of those, but I don't know that anything else really makes sense. Probably not.
So let's say
maybe
performance.
Maybe you're intimidating him? Yeah.
I don't have good intimidate. Those are all just plus one. So, I mean, anything I think that could apply is, like, a plus one anyway.
Sure.
It's not great, but just to see, because I know I can't say anything, because the dagger definitely knows what's up. Oh my god. Well, I rolled a two, so I guess that's a three.
Right?
So, yeah, low is good, right? God.
Well, no, I was going to say high roll, people see what you're doing. Low roll, they think you're just
people
weird.
Just think I'm just standing
awkward. So
like I have to
I'm
pee
gonna
or
say,
something.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean he sees you kind of gesticulating towards him or whatever you're doing. And he seems to be trying to look catch eyes with somebody else as you're shimmying towards him.
Can I notice? Can I
No.
I she can't because she rolled.
No,
she
my roll was so shitty. Like,
doing.
Everyone sees me, but, like, they're not cluing in that that's what I'm doing. They just think I'm being a total weirdo.
Yeah, it's just like, what is her problem?
Can I look at Leosin and, like, see his confusion and uncomfortableness. Like, there must be a lull in the conversation. Like, are we all just standing around not talking?
No, I don't assume you guys are still talking, but Nulara's like...
Exactly. Like, but honestly, like, it probably just looks like I have to pee. Yes, like, it's just, I'm just, like, squirming around.
Trying to, like, helicopter this blade around.
She's, like, sitting on the edge of the desk, just like, yeah.
Turns her chair around backwards, puts her hat on backwards.
Long story short, nobody's mm-hmm. noticing, because Roll was so poor.
Yeah, it was so bad.
All right, well, yeah. Leosin, is there anywhere that we need to go? Like, obviously, we're going to stop and get healing potions. How many?
All of them.
You haven't been there yet.
All of them?
You haven't been there
40 yet. Of them. All right, we're going to go and get healing potions. But then after that, where should we head? Who should we talk to kind of, like,
Get this fey trip going? You go get what you feel you need for materials and supplies. I will go tell Lady Laryl Silverhand and Nye Ilmich that you are ready to go. They have been waiting for your return, or at least Nye has, and she will prepare the teleportation ritual, and you shall be ready to go. There is a teleportation circle chamber just up the way
from here. Follow the signs.
You know where it is.
I get it.
You've been here enough that you've kind of been through a lot of the areas.
All right, well, Leosin, thank you.
Thanks, Leosin.
Be well, and we'll see you soon.
Hopefully we come back from this trip with better news than Zonthal's Tower.
Yeah. As do I, because I feel that the final battle is knocking at our door, and after we find out if they will help us or not, arrangements will need to be made for a full-scale assault.
Fucking go time, people.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for war.
Where the murder is you and you and you.
And see him at two.
It's a good rap. I was thinking about it. Like,
yeah, same here. It's like, and I guess I might have dragon's doubt. Okay,
where do you go? What do you do?
I want to go to the potions/armory.
Yeah. Ooh. So we definitely need some more healing potions, especially with no Thaddeus.
Yeah.
Also, we've used them all. At least I have.
Also, we totally need to remember about our healing surges.
Yes. Oh, and we need to remember that Thea has heal as a spell, which is you regain 70 hit points. For one creature.
And we just need to remember everything, guys. We need to be better at remembering.
Yeah, remember better.
So. Yep.
Well, so maybe I'm not going to be dealing a lot of damage. I can heal at least 3 times.
And awesome. You got that fucking firestorm now.
Firestorm's going to be dope. Okay, so let's go, I guess to, like, the armory, the suppliery.
Suppliery. Yep.
Classic
the
suppliery.
The stuff's for usery.
Mm-hmm. Can we stop by the haberdasher too?
Yeah, you want a new hat to go with that?
Oh,
maybe Bort likes a different look.
So you go to the armory / potions place. Yeah. It's called
armory / potions.
It's
place.
Called armory and potions plus.
Oh, so we're going retail.
It's within the Council of Waterdeep building. Okay, you probably got a tab somewhere. Perfect. And you head in there, and I don't know if you guys have actually been there, or if you've probably never been there. That's fine.
I don't think
you've
so.
Never been there. And you go in, and there's a very pale figure standing in a very white, looks like a lab coat, but
has
a very
pharmacist?
High collar, very slicked down blacked hair, mm-hmm. and he sees you enter, and he says, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Nulara, Thea, and Flint.
Oh, you have us at a disadvantage. Who are you, sir?
Arvid of Innistrad.
Oh, hey there, Arvid.
Hello,
hey.
Arvid.
Yes. You have come here for supplies?
Supplies, yes.
Yes.
Healing. We need need your best, most strongest healing potions.
The best, most.
We've had
strongest.
A rare healing potion before. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I believe there was even an uncommon healing potion. That was even better.
I don't think it was.
Probably not.
I think the rare one was better. Sorry, Tom, as an aside, I still have 3 uncommon healing and
I have
0 rare.
Uncommon healing potions.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I use the rare ones, and I was trying to save my friend after I'd stabbed him, so I feel like I pulled out the good ones.
Popped him in the heart,
A lot of backstory here, but good that I know that what you are here for. So you need some potions.
Yes, please.
Yes.
How many would you like?
How many can we get?
Where are you going?
Fae? It's very dangerous.
Yes, I've been.
Oh.
Let me see. He begins flipping through a big book, a big ledger. Mm-hmm. I can probably give you each, he looks at you very cautiously, 3.
4.
5.
I was going to say, no, wait, 5.
I'm not sure how bartering works.
9.
Yeah. I can give you each 3 of the rare potions you desire, and some others if you have room for them.
Every time I hit the plus button, it seems like I have unlimited amount of room for equipment.
Do you have anything else? You've been to Thay. This is rare.
Yes.
Do you have any other insight into things that may help us while we are there?
Are you going to see the sights?
No.
Business meeting. Business travel.
Business, not personal. Yes. Well, if you're sticking to the head governor buildings, you shouldn't need much. And being that you are hopefully being brought there, there shouldn't be much along your way that you need.
Sorry, what kind of healing potions are these again?
Rare healing potions.
They're rare.
They're super rare.
Super rare. But they still only have the same stats.
3 yellow potions?
Oh,
shit. Weird thing.
The yellow potions.
Yellow ones are special for you, my dear.
No, thank you. what's the rare healing potion again? It's
8d4 plus 8. 8.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Put it on our tab.
Of course. No payment today. Good. I shall see about that. He hands you the potions. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, do you have any pinky mice? By pinky mice, I mean large rats. Do you have any rats? Dead rats.
Dead rats.
Yes.
For a potion or spell, you?
No, food. I have a giant owl, and I give her some treats every now and again.
Where is your owl?
Oh,
I see a dragon. I don't see an owl.
I rummage in my pocket and I pull out my serpentine. My jade figurine there. So
you know they require no sustenance.
It doesn't mean she doesn't like it.
Okay. Let me see. He goes in the back. He comes out. How many would you like?
Knew it. 5, please.
I have 4.
I'll take 4. Why would you mask?
Well, if he said 1, he could have just, like, met your needs.
He comes out with a brown paper bag.
Not even, there's no plastic here.
He has some tongs. He's just holding it out to you.
I literally just caught these in the back, like, just right now. Super fresh.
He hands them to you.
Thanks! I put them in my bag. Nobody wants to be around me.
Any other small rodents? And he looks towards Donnie.
I don't think so. Donnie's cool.
Yeah, no rats.
He takes care of himself.
Yeah. All right, well, any other strange requests?
No, man, I'm good. Thanks so much.
You quiet, sir. Anything for you?
No, I don't think so. Nothing comes to mind anyway.
All right. Stay cool.
Pony boy?
You too?
You stay cool too. Arvid, nice to meet you.
I feel like we will become good friends.
I mean, there's every possibility we'll die in Thay, but if that doesn't happen, maybe we'll hang out when we...
We're inching toward the door.
Right? Oh, yeah, we're like backing. Yeah, we're back the door now. He's very unsettling. He's just, I feel like he's just staring at us as we're like walking.
Does he have a smile on his face?
Nope.
Oh, that's even more unsettling. Okay, bye. And I turn and I leave.
Yeah, we go. Yeesh.
I assume you head towards the teleportation chamber.
Yeah, and as we do, we talk about how weird that interaction
was. Yeah, that guy was unsettling, right?
Boy, yeah, he's a little different.
I mean, he went to Thay for fun, right?
Yeah, like sightseeing? Ugh. I don't think people do that.
No.
Loves that ashy skyline, I guess.
Yes, I don't know.
I have it.
Give me the heebie-jeebies.
I only have four.
How many do you want? I'll just say one less, whatever you ask.
I love how jovial we are on the way to the transportation room.
Exactly. Well, you know.
You've made it, unless you wish to keep making fun of them.
No, that's good.
Well, hello there. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thank you for joining us for episode 63 of Dungeons & Dragons, On the Way to Thay. We really hope you're enjoying the episode so far. We've had the chance, story-wise here, to put the role-playing of our characters much more front and center, and let me tell you, we're having a blast doing it. We're recorded a little bit ahead now, gearing up for the Christmas and New Year's Blitz, where everyone wants to focus on a little more on family time than recording podcast time, which is definitely understandable. And we think, and hope that you do too, that some of our best, most fun episodes are coming your way before the new year arrives. We invite you to check out our Patreon community over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. If you're unaware how Patreon works, it's a creator patron-driven platform where you, as a supporter of a show, artist, or content creator, can choose to become a part of their inner circle, the closest-knit people within their community. And by doing so, you get special access to really awesome rewards, bonus episodes, live-streamed hangout sessions, and other really amazing perks that give you something a little extra for supporting the content that you already love and listen to. Even just $1 a month from our patrons has allowed us to do some amazing things like buy new equipment, expand our music and sound effects library, and pay for some of the expenses to fly all four of us to get together at PodCon in Seattle this January, which we are super stoked about. Like the episode dedications off the top, you have the chance to name an NPC in the game when you're a patron. Like today's new character, Arvid of Innistrad, who was named by Richard Lorenz on Patreon. Thank you, Richard. I hope you like Arvid. He'll definitely be back to have some super fun interactions with the team. We'd love to have you be a part of this community, and if you're interested, to check out all the details at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere that you heard today. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. Links for everything mentioned today can be found in the description, and the next episode will be out Wednesday, November 28th. But now that I've successfully weirded out the players with our new NPC Arvid, let's see if they can make it to Thay and negotiate with some wizards. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Yes, you make it to the teleportation chamber. The door is open, and you step in, and Leosin and Lady Laryl Silverhand and an unknown person who you can assume is Nye Ilmich.
Hey, your pharmacist guy at the Weapons Plus?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Arvid? That guy is, he's pretty weird, hey?
He just started last week.
He has a very off-putting personality.
He is unsettling, and that's coming from us. So...
I get it. We've been working, we've heard some complaints. We've been working with him on some classes.
I mean, he gave us what we needed. It was
he wasn't unpleasant. Yeah. It was just unpleasant.
You might want to revisit your HR hiring policy, that's all.
During the end of the world, we don't have much of an HR policy. So much as whoever's gonna do the job.
That's fair.
Well, really, though, I'd like to say that the minute we start breaking down the
the way our society is functioning, we're already letting
they've them already win. Won.
All right. Well, I'll talk to him. I'll
get yeah,
him
but to... don't say that it was us. Oh my god.
Like, don't go there right like, now.
Some, no. Some, oh god.
Somebody knows
no.
it was.
Do you have some pointers for him?
No, I like, don't.
Something
know.
Specifically to god. Work on.
I don't know. Just don't be so creepy.
Okay.
I don't know if it's in him.
I don't know if he can do it. I turn to the unknown person and say, I'm new Lara, and hold out my hand.
She looks at your hand and looks you, kind of, all three of you, kind of over.
I say, I'm Thea Anastasia, and I bow respectfully, not wanting to touch the hand of a necromancer. What's wrong with you, new Lara?
Well,
she reaches out and grabs your hand and shakes it. It's a cold hand, you notice. Yeah. And Lady Laryl Silverhand says, so unless there's anything else we can help with, you have all been briefed as to what you are hoping to do?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You leave me with confidence, Thea. So much confidence.
You know how we roll. We'll get the job done.
Leosin, Lady Silverhand, could we speak to you just very, very briefly?
Of course.
Privately. Of course.
Yes.
So, I assume we, like, move away.
Yeah, you kind of shuffle out of the room.
Do we, as when we saw the Dragon Council, have authority to make a deal with these people? I've gone into this assuming we do, but best to have clarification before we go.
Of course.
Okay.
You are perhaps some of the best to speak on our behalf right now. I see doubt in your eyes.
Just shaking
your
my head.
Allegiances lie to the people. Whereas the delegates of the council, their allegiances lie with their own region. And they will do what's best for them and their own. You have nothing tying you to anyone. Which, as sad as that may sound, is a
does
good
sound
thing.
Sad when you put it that way. It
does sound real sad.
Well, we have ties to each other, guys.
Well, that's true.
Oh, that's like the most affectionate thing I think I've ever heard new Lara say. Holy man.
But you are the most prepared to talk about Faerun as a whole. And we need that right now.
This place is such a hole.
Don't worry. We know what's at stake.
I hope that your trip will be quick and successful. Leosin has filled me in on the unsuccesses, not through your own fault, of Zonthal's Tower, which sets us further back than we were hoping with that endeavor. I wish you safe travels and hope to see you again soon.
Well, we'll do the best we can for you.
It's not much of a promise, but it is true.
Yeah, it's true. We always do our best.
We always do our best.
So you head back into the teleportation chamber, and Nyilmich is standing there, and Leosin and Lady Laryl Silverhand leave and close the door, and she says, are you ready?
No, but let's do this anyway.
All right. And she begins a ritual and begins moving her hands and speaking a chant, and the room begins spinning with a glowing energy. And after a few moments, it builds up and intensifies, and you four see nothing for a moment. You quickly arrive into a luxurious chamber. And there are five, what you can assume is guards, but you know them as whites. You see them standing guard within this room, and they turn to look at you, And Nai looks at you and she says, I will lead you to your chambers. And Tharchion, Iseldra, Yeth will see you as soon as is possible. I will go let her know of your arrival. She leads you into a hallway, and it's filled with luxurious tapestries, and you walk down, and she leads you to three rooms. She says, these are your chambers.
Thanks for the escort there, Nihilmich.
Thank you.
She waits until you enter your rooms.
I'll be the first one who enters my room. I want to see if it's themed.
Ooh, like, are they themed?
Underwater theme, jungle theme.
Arabian Nights theme. Yes. Are we just listing prom themes?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure. What theme do you want?
Oh my god. Arabian Nights, now that it's been said.
Yeah, you enter, and it looks like a lot of... It is a very luxurious room. It's got a huge bed. It's got huge furniture. It's got lots of silks and tapestries that look like they're from Chult. It looks like this room has been designed to look like someone of royalty lives here, but has specifically been designed from this region.
Oh, I crawl onto the giant, like, super overly soft bed that no one would really ever comfortably sleep on, but Thea definitely will. And, like, just, like, tummy down.
Just, you do that.
Yeah, roll around on the bed.
New Lara.
I go in my room, and I'm hoping it's, like, northern-themed, so, like, kind of stark, but with lots of furs everywhere, and, like, you know, sumptuous warmth, a big hearth. You know.
You enter your room and there is a raging fire within the fireplace. It is filling the room with so much heat. In fact, the walls themselves look like they're made from ice. And there's huge bearskin rugs and fur-covered bed and blankets. It looks like it's pulled directly from a luxuriously imagined frost giant's lair.
Fun.
Clint Bort.
So as I wait for their doors to close, once I hear them close, I turn to Nihilmich. I say, you guys are all necromancers, right? That's the deal around here? Do you have any experience with, like, souls being trapped in bodies and how to fix that?
You have an issue, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you might say that. My name's Bort. I've been trapped in this dwarf's body for a while now, and I want out.
There may be something we can do for you. Roll a d20.
That is a 14.
You are Flint again.
Flint here now. Just switched back control. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would like him out of my head. That would be amazing.
Okay. We will, see how the talks go, and then maybe there is something we can do for the two of you.
Okay, I appreciate that a lot. Thank you, Nihilmich.
She gives you a nod and extends her hand to your room.
I would like it to be like an elven, like, plush forest with, like, a bunch of moss and really comfortable things around, because that's not what I'm used to, but it's always been like a dream.
That's like the exact opposite of what a dwarf would wish for, but okay, I like it, yeah.
But unless you were a dwarf in Lord of the Rings that saw this awesome elven place and then was, like, secretly obsessed with it.
Truth. You step through your door, and you're unexpectedly taken aback when you step onto a wooden bridge that kind of gives underneath you as you step out onto it. And it leads across to a giant treehouse hut.
Don't talk about it.
And in there is, again, one of the most luxurious beds and an open-air feel to it. You hear birds calling off in the distance, and you feel like this is one of the most fantastic places that you could be at this moment. We'll be right back.
Music in today's episode was by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io.
Did you read it on my page?
No.
I was going to say the same thing. It's a very famous quote, Ruskin.
One of the headings of his thing is the enemy of my enemy.
Perfect. Just a heads up, out of game, I will be asking you for that every single time I need to talk to people.
All right, one time you'll forget. Oh, it's going to be so good.
It's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys about the fortune cookie? No, seriously. No, it's amazing.
I'm ready.
So,
it's good. I got to look something
fortune
up.
Fortune cookie
so it's fine.
That said perfect timing. A fortune cookie that said. It's so funny. I can't believe it's real.
Oh my God, I love it.
It said, try a new hat for a change in looks. Be creative.
That's amazing.
What?
And now to steer
it's the best
conversation
one I'd ever seen.
Back to cookies. Have I ever told you guys about the time I made homemade fortune cookies?
No, that's fun.
Turns out it's a giant pain in the ass, and I'm never doing it again, but it was fun.
There's a reason why it's done by big machines. When I went to San Francisco, I went in for a fortune cookie factory tour.
That's
and
awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah, that thing is just like, and then through like the, like.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Steamroller, and then the little Chinese people were.
Yeah,
it's also, like putting them all together. It was, wontons, and that was terrible too.
Well, it takes forever. I made pierogies at home once, and it was really fun, but they were less good than the good quality purchased pierogies, and it took a very long time. So I didn't do that again.
No,
it's fun to buy them from the Ukrainian, cute Ukrainian ladies that sell them at the Ukrainian church.
My brother is a chef, and he gave me a recipe for sweet potato pierogis.
Ooh.
Like, the actual dough itself is made from sweet potato.
Ooh.
It's literally two ingredients. Like
potato and sweet potato.
Well, no, like, the dough itself. I think it's just sweet potato and sour cream, or sweet potato and cream cheese. Something like, it blew my mind.
Great. You shared that recipe, too. That sounds great.
I will have to ask him again, and he'll be like, Amy, that was like 11 years ago. What are you talking about?
Like,
he'll know. He'll know exactly what you're talking
Find
about.
Find it immediately.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, we're
good?
All
right, good? We're ready.
Okay.
We're ready.
Yep. I wish for safe travels.
No. Sorry, my medication's wearing off.
Holy shit.
I wish
you're
you safe.
You're so inappropriate. God.
And you quickly come into, you quickly arrive into, fuck off.
I'm going to leave
Amy's
so
face. It's too much.
It's
Amy's so tired. She just, it's
so
too
tired.
Much for her.
She's so tired.
The giggles have started, and it's just one more minute you have to wait, I bet. But it's impossible. I've so been there. I'm sorry, Amy.
What about my room to be, guys? You guys already took such good ones.
Like clowns, maybe? It's probably clowns.
Ooh, clowns
oh, lots
would be
of
good.
Clowns.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever-
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, It wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.